Yeah, this is a huge issue for both the Department of Defense and for the entire federal government. So it was a real nice sweet spot for the DoD team working with the Federal CIO Council. There are these two big shifts that are happening simultaneously. And the one shift is that the world has changed. The world has changed to a world where systems are replaced by service-oriented approaches, where the Web 2.0 phenomenon of wikis and blogs and mashups is like pervasive everywhere. The movement to the cloud, you know, a radically different approach about how you build and deploy information capabilities as opposed to the developing an IT system of the past. So you have this sort of whole change about the way the work gets done. And then at the same time, you have this dramatic shift in the workforce that people like me, the baby boomer generation, are getting, you know, closer and closer to retirement age. And if you look at the actual demographics of the overall population of the country, you have, you know, the baby boomers getting ready to leave. You have the Generation X, which is a smaller population set. And then you have another big boom, which is this Generation Y, the millennials, or as we're referring to them in our report, the net generation, the first generation to have grown up in a digital age. And so we thought it was a really important time to sort of address what are the workforce issues that we're facing, what's the workforce that's going to come to us look like, and what are they looking for in terms of how they will get the job done and the tools that they need, and kind of synthesize that together so we could take a lot of research that's available, and then talk about how federal agencies really could be employers of choice, that even, you know, despite the perceptions about, you know, things are slow to hire and things like that, that there are actually tools available that you could use to be an employer of choice and create the environment where you will, you know, unleash the creativity of this young workforce. Because, they really do have a yen for public service, and they really do have, you know, a desire to make a difference. But it's a different generation than maybe our parents' generation, which had this concept of, you know, work for the company for 40 years and get a gold watch.
Yeah, right.
They want to be someplace where they can make a difference, and we need to be thoughtful of that so we can help have public service be one of those paths that they want to be a part of.
So to attract this young blood into the federal workforce, this young blood that really wants to make a difference, does that mean that the way the federal government does business has to change dramatically? Do there need to be little tweaks here and there? There may be some who don't necessarily want to bend over backwards for the new kid.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that the report brings out is that, you know, that there is a desire for public service. So that's working in our favor. But if you want to actually, you know, retain them, if people do have a desire to help serve the nation and make a difference, then you would want to give them the environment that would really give them the tools that would unleash their creativity. And so, yes, the government has work to do, right? The idea about having the right kind of computing infrastructure where people can be connected from anywhere, be able to do their job from any location, the use of the social media and internet-based capabilities to help, you know, drive better collaboration and you know, more of this kind of, you know, get the capabilities delivered more rapidly are all steps that we're going to have to think about together so that we can actually create work environments that, you know, foster innovation with the tools that people are used to using in today's world.
Sandy, we were talking before we started that this is the first time that I've seen all the different pieces about this workforce pulled together in one place. And there's a fascinating bell curve that shows the number of people who work in these jobs. And you can see a dramatic drop off after, the federal government hasn't hired IT people in a while.
Yes, that's true. It really tells the picture when you put it into a diagram like this and really shows up with this Generation X. It's a bimodal distribution that is skewed much toward the baby boomers. So it is a different way of looking at the workforce, and that's why we thought it was important to get this word out and create the awareness for this.
As you were pulling all these pieces together, what did all these numbers say to you about the status of this workforce right now?
We're going to be losing a lot of people, obviously, to retirement. We did not see that there's going to be this big tsunami, but we are definitely going to have ebbs and peaks and so forth. And so we have this much smaller Generation X filling in behind the baby boomers. And so this leaves a very large gap to bring in and fill behind the Generation X, and even greater than that, because we don't have enough of those people to really replace what we're going to be eventually losing in the baby boomer generation. So we have to be able to attract this younger generation in a way, because frankly the competition is growing. You know, when you look at the forecasts, the demand for the professionals and in the IT workforce is increasing, and yet we have a shrinking labor pool. So when we looked at all these numbers, that created some concern for us, and why we thought it was important to articulate that in a way that, you know, it's useful for others who read the guide.
So different things then would have to change to appeal to this group that wants to come into federal service or wants to provide this public service, but the federal government needs them too. And we're talking about being more mobile. We're talking about more flexible schedules. We're talking about not necessarily being chained to a cubicle, that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, they have different studies, and you'll see different assessments, and they change from year to year. But, you know, those are the things that are important to this generation about having the flexible schedule and being able to learn and being rewarded and recognized for their achievements. One of the things we emphasize is mentoring. We think that's important because I think there is appreciation there on this generation to learn from the baby boomers and vice versa, frankly.
And you pull out, the report pulls out, a number of characteristics that mark this net generation. They believe in integrity. They're immensely collaborative. They like to do things quickly. They like innovation, and they like to like what they do. And as I was reading, I was going, hold on, government does some of those things well, but if we're talking about speed, government just doesn't move that quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, but there is the opportunity to move with more speed. And I think you see it more and more that, you know, people are moving away from the time it took to deliver information capabilities in the old ways and move into new ways.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in the uptake of social media. You see it in the uptake of, you know, mashups and doing web services. And so you know, there's an imperative for speed in government, too. And so part of the thing is about, you know, there are a lot of tools that we have in our quiver, you know, that you just need to be thoughtful about. What are you doing when you bring somebody on board? What are you doing with their initial experiences to help them really become firmly enmeshed in the workforce and understand the organization and, you know, really feel like they're, you know, part of the organization and part of its accomplishments quickly? And what are you doing with creative uses of education and training to continue to make it a meaningful experience? What are you doing to give them the tools and the flexibility and scheduling and you know, using bonuses and retention and all that kind of stuff to help, you know, help inspire and drive them?
Is money as important to this generation as it might be to Generation X or the baby boomers? Is cash, the take-home pay, as important?
You know, I think, you know, a lot of the research shows that that's not the reason why people stay, right? That going as far back as the First Break All the Rules book, the Gallup polls years ago, right, that the people tend to stay in jobs because they like the work that they're doing, it's meaningful to them, and they like who they work for and that sort of working relationship. And so some of the money stuff helps, right, especially as you're starting out in your career and trying to buy a house and pay rent and all that kind of stuff. So you know, there's some things that you could do with bonuses, retention bonuses, hiring bonuses, all those kinds of things. But I think the more compelling thing is you have to really be thoughtful about the nature of the work and the kind of, as Sandy pointed out, the mentoring and leadership that supervisors are doing. I mean, this is a call to action not only to, you know, hiring people and IT managers in general, but to the supervisors across the federal government about, you know, what kind of experience will you help to do for the workforce of the future to take people and help them grow into leadership positions at a much younger age and to help coach and mentor and give them an experience where they get the kind of feedback that they need.
Dave, it does seem like there are some policy implications that evolve out of this, and this report and other things that we've seen, you know, these kids out there like to be iPad, whatever the latest, they like to use that new technology, but it's also, they need to be managed a little bit differently is what I took took away from the report.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And so, you know, so it's one of those kind of like mixed bag stories. We wanted people to be able to see the research and figure out for themselves where they are. So there are stats in there that would tell you, you know, hey, we're doing okay, but we could do a lot better. And so it's the target audience is much bigger than just the IT leaders and IT managers. It's really a guide that has relevancy to anybody that's in the business of trying to hire young people to come to work for the federal government, that, you know, we have something important to talk about, and that's the importance and the reward of public service. But simultaneously, we also have some things that we have to look internally at ourselves and make sure that we're making progress on. Are we creating them the environment that will help, you know, use their skills and maximize all the tools and things that they're used to using in their private lives as they grow up and went to school? You know, the use of social media, computing infrastructure that allows you to telecommute and be able to be in different locations. Are we supporting, you know, a culture that rewards innovation and experimentation and gives people the sort of personal mentoring and leadership role that they're looking for from their bosses? They're not looking for detached supervisors that just tell them once a year, here's your performance appraisal, right? So there's a lot of things that we can do, both in terms of using the actual flexibilities that already exist to us, taking a look at what does it mean to be a supervisor in the 21st century and the skills and what you do to relate to your workforce, and then, as you pointed out, making sure you have the right technology rules and tools in place to help, you know, light the fire of creativity that these folks will have.
If people took away one thing, what do you hope they take away from this report? And I'll start with Sandy.
I think they really need to take serious workforce planning and succession planning and think about changing their processes, because we need to do a much better job of onboarding, because once we get them, we're not going to keep them if we don't do it right.
Hmm. Dave?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You know, the whole issue here is there are tools that you can use. If you take a focused look at what's going on right now, what kind of workforce is coming to you, and how can you give them the environment that will, you know, help them want to contribute to your organization? It's going to take a little looking inside and a little looking outside, but there really is a huge moment of opportunity here.